Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Good government groups, Common Cause, and the American Civil Liberties Union are accusing Governor Lincoln Chafee of violating Rhode Island's access to public records law because he won't release a report on waste and fraud in Medicaid and food stamp programs. The groups say keeping the report private undermines government transparency. But as Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, Governor Lincoln Chafee is defending his decision not to publicize the findings.
At a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Providence, reporters peppered Governor Chafee as to why he won't release the report outlining waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid and food stamp programs. He said he didn't want to compromise the investigation that's currently underway.
I want to make sure to protect the taxpayer dollars, go after the abuse. If it helps the investigation to release it, definitely. If it harms the investigation, no.
Is there a criminal investigation underway?
Not at this point.
The report was conducted by former Moderate Party gubernatorial candidate Ken Block. He ran for office on the promise of rooting out government waste, fraud, and abuse. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
A Superior Court judge has approved the pension settlement between Providence and city unions and retirees. Judge Sarah Taft Carter calls the deal fair, adequate, and reasonable, and she says it's a model for other communities to follow. The pension settlement includes freezing cost of living adjustments, reducing future benefits, and moving retirees to Medicare. Providence Mayor Angel Taveras says the judge's approval clears the way for the pension overhaul to be finalized. Scientists in Rhode Island are waiting for word from the federal government about whether or not it will fund a large multi-year effort to map the brain's activity. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay reports, the head of the Institute for Brain Science at Brown University says funding or no funding, even the buzz about brain science is beneficial.
Brain scientist John Donahue also heads research at the VA that's finding new ways to help the disabled regain some function. In a new article in Science magazine, Donahue explains that the brain activity map could help advance that research and lays out why scientists want a better picture of how large areas of the brain interact in real time. He says this project hasn't been funded yet. Money or no money, at least there's some buzz.
One thing that it has done, if nothing happens, if the government elects to do nothing, it's certainly precipitated a lot of discussion about how we can truly understand the brain.
Some have compared the Brain Activity Map Project's scope and ambition to the Human Genome Project, which not only advanced our understanding of genetics, but spawned new industries. Donahue says Rhode Island researchers could play a strong role in the effort. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And as spring arrives in the Ocean State, it's important to monitor your birdhouses. Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender explains why.
The eastern bluebird, a native to southern New England, has been on the steady decline since the late 1800s. This is in part due to the introduction of the house sparrow from Europe. Rhode Islanders can help the bluebird population by staying vigilant, says Linton Harrington of the nonprofit environmental group, the Trustees of Reservations.
Monitoring your birdhouses is so important. A lot of people love to build birdhouses and they put them up and then kind of forget about them. But keeping track of what's actually using the birdhouse is really important because once the house sparrows come into an area, they'll actually chase away the native birds.
The Trustees of Reservations runs a volunteer program building and tending bluebird boxes, trying to bring the bird back in full force to southern New England. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is John Bender.